I think of Miamians, I think of people that have bright eyes. And what I mean by that is they have a sparkle, an energy, a vitality. They're getter donners. They want to do the right thing. And I think that shared experience or that shared outlook is one of the great aspects of Miami.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Beyond High Street. David Schwab here. Hope everyone's doing all right. 24-hour delay here in getting the pot up. That's on me. The Washington Capitals won the Stanley Cup, and I took my three diehard fans down to a glorious parade in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The passion of Miami is only outlived by the passion of my family, and it was a great day with them. But we're back, and we've got a fun pot today. Podcast is with Stacey Browning. Stacey is now the president of Paycor. Paycor is in the payroll and HR software business space. Incredibly, she's been at Paycor for 25 years. She was employee number 11, and now there's 1,600 employees there. But when listening to her, you can hear the enthusiasm and excitement she has in her voice about the company, and it makes a lot of sense about being in one place for 25 years. She's doing a ton back in Oxford. Alumni groups, Buck Rogers group, mentorship, MIS. When listening, she is a huge advocate for Miami. I love it, as so am I. I hope you enjoy the podcast and listen to her talking about bright eyes and what she thinks of when she thinks of Miami University and the students that come out of Oxford. Thanks. Enjoy the listen.
My company was founded by a Miamian, Bob Coughlin, who has been a great partner and mentor. He graduated, as did our chief human resources officer, and so there's a natural camaraderie. I also think Miamians, including myself, are folks that are external and reach out and make those connections with fellow Miamians. We have a real sense of camaraderie among one another. I can think of the most recent intersection is a vice president in our customer service department reached out and said, "Hey, would you like to go to this alumni event with me?" And I said, "Absolutely. That sounds like a great thing. Who else can we get to go?" And being in Cincinnati, it's really easy for those at Miami in leadership positions to make stops within your company. So we've hosted happy hours for Miamians. Not to say we don't care about all the other universities that people come to Paycor from, but it is, you know, just something that we share. The shared experience very much conveys into the work world.
I think about it all the time. When I get an email from a candidate or a friend or a child of somebody I know and the subject line says Miami, you react to it differently than if it's a different type of subject line. So sounds pretty similar.
Yes, I think so. In fact, just yesterday I was reading a Wall Street Journal article, and I knew the author who happens to have gone to Miami, and so you notice.
And who was that author?
Bodier Tway.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what
making things happen?
Yeah, and what's the typical article that he writes about?
He is. I probably don't know all those details about him, to be honest with you, but
just always interesting to hear different Miamians and the success they had. I was just this week totally switching subjects, but the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup, and the goalie coach for the Washington Capitals, Mitch Korn, ran Goggin for 20 years, the ice arena, and John Walton, the radio play-by-play voice of the Washington Capitals, went to Miami and then did play-by-play work for the Cincinnati Reds. So it's fun to just track everybody, alumni from when they were in Oxford to the success they have now.
Well, you probably know the folks that you went to school with, and then your antenna is up to make other connections to fellow Miamians. Something that I've been more intentional about recently in my recent career is really finding reasons to get back on campus and intersect with students and professors and administrators. So some of the things I've done to meet other Miamians include serving on an advisory board for the business school, specifically the MIS major. And I have also volunteered as a mentor through something called the Buck Rogers Leadership Program. That was really interesting. I can tell you more about that. And then right now, I accepted a position on Miami's Alumni Association board. So that I like that one because it's definite times when I get to go back on campus and stay connected to what's happening. And one thing I know from all of those experiences is that all those folks, the administrators, the students, and the faculty, really want more graduates to get back on campus. And it's really open to anyone.
What was it about, I mean, you started that kind of conversation or statement about it almost in recent life or recent career that you wanted to do more. What was it? What was
well, you know, you're at different, you're at different stages within your career. So when you're starting, you're kind of trying to figure yourself out. And then somewhere along the line, you realize you want to give back. And then now as a president of a company, I'm also interested in attracting and developing talent. And Miami is such a great source for that talent. So I think it's a natural evolution. I remember one time Miami was doing a focus group of graduates from the business school to determine, did the education match up to what was required of you in the real world? And I was asked to participate. That focus group did not include people until they at least had graduated 10 years. And so I remember chuckling on that, but they wanted some experience under leaders' belts so they could really answer the question smartly. Did the Miami education prepare you for, in this case, for business? And I really liked that from a marketing standpoint, they were practicing what they preach, you know, trying to do a little market research on whether what they're doing is working. And then we were able to speak into the curriculum, et cetera, and give them a guidepost according to, in order, when we're giving that feedback.
I think that's great. When I've gone back for the Cradle of Marketers program, I guess every fall, and I've sat in some of those curriculum discussions, it's been an interesting dialogue between academia and, you know, I guess, business leaders and sharing some of the traits one needs to be successful in a professional career, but also the real life experiences and the practical aspect that you don't get out of a book. And it has seemed, at least in listening to the professional staff at Miami, that they do want to change and they do want to listen to what the external world says. So it sounds like you've had a similar experience, that they wanted to do the market research to evolve and be better for students.
Yeah, and you know, I think that I have recognized that for me, like a little secret recipe or secret sauce has been, even though I have worked for a company for over 25 years, which I know you don't hear that every day in today's workplace, but I definitely think something that I've done is to always be seeking that external perspective you mentioned, and I think Miami is doing that too. I remember when I became president, having been at the company 24, 25 years, I realized I have to almost pretend like this is my first day and see our company, our people, our offerings from an outside lens. And so I personally took the same advice and started an HR, hosting HR roundtables. HR leaders are typically involved in our purchasing decisions, and we serve them through what we do at Paycor. And so I've gathered these folks, and I'm transparent with them in asking what can we do better. And so that's really been helpful because, you know, sometimes when you work for a company, no matter how long, you become insular, and you really need to figure out, wait, what's happening in the outside world? What is relevant out there that I can bring? And I think in doing so, you become much more credible to your customers.
How hard was it for you to I don't say get the feedback, but often hear feedback that maybe not the feedback you want. Certainly you can take it and you can evolve, but I imagine that's a different perspective when you're doing it after being there for 2 decades and then listening to others from the outside share what they think.
Well, so that's really a great observation because, you know, if I think about probably why I've been at this company for so long, it's sort of very similar to the culture of Miamians in that we really have an ownership and loyalty mindset. And so when you're hearing feedback, for instance, from customers, you do take it very personally. And I guess I take it so personally, I'm glad to have that feedback because I want to make things better and I personally have a bias for action, so I'm going to do something about it. That said, I remember meeting with some customers in Kansas City and, you know, it was, and then, you know, one improvement idea firing at me after another. And at one point I said, oh my goodness, this just sounds really tragic. What do we need to do something more dramatic to solve your needs? And they were just so appreciative of having an ear. They got very excited in their brainstorming and they then said, oh gosh, no, we love working with you. We just love having your ear and we love being part of the solution, which really, that's what we all want. We all want to be listened to. But I was assured it wasn't as bad as it was sounding. It was really, they just wanted, there was always room for improvement, and they just wanted to offer suggestions, and it was a really great exchange.
You talked about the culture of Miami. What do you remember when you were at school and what that culture was like and the friendships made and things you learned out of there or what you took out of there, which I could have been something you learned in a class or just you as a young adult coming out into the real world?
So something I thought about is that I heard a sales speaker, someone who was speaking on the profession of sales, say that he looks for the queue of candidates for sales roles to have bright eyes. I thought that was interesting because when I think of Miamians, I think of people that have bright eyes. And what I mean by that is they have a sparkle, an energy, a vitality. They're getter-donners. They want to do the right thing. And I think that shared experience or that shared outlook is one of the great aspects of Miami. I think Miamians have sparkle and energy when it comes to their professions, their families, and also I think it extends into the communities that they serve. And so I think those things are some of the hallmarks I think about when I think about the Miami experience I had.
I'm going to dig into that a little bit, make it a little harder. Why do you think that is the case? Why do Miamians have those bright eyes? Is there something that you think, and I'll help by giving you just my perspective of it.
Yeah.
Which I always felt there was a chip on the shoulder. I talked about this when I started the pod. A chip on the shoulder because you couldn't walk down the street and get an internship. You had to drive 45 minutes or go somewhere else. The campus was just by itself. And when you got to school, for me in 1990, you know, someone was walking the hallways with a shirt that said, Miami was a school before Florida was a state. There was always that chip on the shoulder that you left school, and even in 2018, some people say, oh, Miami, God, that's great. The weather's so unbelievable. I've been in South Beach. And that, to me, was always this, I need to always prove myself, which you didn't see when you were in college because you were doing all the fun things you're supposed to do when you're 18 to 21 years old. But it was in everybody's head that when they went to a professional career, you then saw that. So that's my side or opinion of it. What do you think about the bright eyes?
I guess I never really shared that point of view exactly. I think that, I think a couple things. First of all, I think Miamians, it's a good thing and a bad thing that you see this in business too. In cultures, you attract what you are. And that's, so there's what I might say constructively is that sometimes Miami is associated with being a sea of sameness. And I think that there's been a lot of intention about attracting some people of different backgrounds, different experiences, that share some values, but isn't in such a cookie cutter experience. That said, while we could improve on that dynamic, when you're in the real world, some of that is beneficial. I know when I started my career at Paycor, I came to this company that offers payroll and HR software and services as the 11th employee. It was a very small business. Today, we have over 1,600 employees. And for a long time, working for a very small business, I ascended the ladder really as a generalist, not as a profession that might have had a designation like CPA or, you know, or an architect or lawyer credential behind my name. And that was tricky early in my career because I identified as such a generalist. There are so many Miamians that are great general business or general leaders in their professions. And over time, that actually has been something that's distinguished me and others because, you know, we can see business. Miami, I think, education lends itself to providing someone the ability to see across a business from a cross-functional lens and figuring out how to navigate your career with that advantage from the Miami education is something I think that many have found rewards from.
Being a generalist and learning a lot about different subjects, is there a subject?
Yeah.
Is there a subject or something that, looking back at college, you wish was that Miami said was a mandatory class you took, or really for all universities that there's something that in life would help? I always talk about improv. I think that everything we do in life with your kids, your spouse, friends, family, work is all about talking and reacting to a moment. And I think that class, everybody should take it, even starting in high school.
Well, I once was on, for a spell, I was on Miami's website stating that I had MIS, Management Information Systems major envy. So, and the reason I say that is, I would say that more technology-oriented coursework, we would be advantaged by having that as a requirement. So I think people, unfortunately, think that when you go into systems or technology, that it's all about software development and coding and engineering, where there is a real need for more people to have management information systems background to program manage, do business analysis in the technology field, and be able to manage large-scale technology projects. So that would be something I think would benefit to be more required at Miami.
I'm curious, now that you've been at a company for 25 years and you're the president of Paycor, how do you learn? How do you keep up to date, not just with what's happening now, but what's happening a year or 2 years from now?
I personally love going to conferences. I especially like to go to conferences hosted by a technology company or an investment banking research firm so that, you know, I could see what's coming next. I got really excited recently being in San Francisco for an investment banking conference where we hear about all these buzzwords like artificial intelligence and machine learning. And I started to see real application for those technologies. And while you can't really always see those things and figure out how they can get plugged into your business, there are, you know, seeing where the market is headed is advantageous as you come back and serve your customers. For me, I'm focused on a B2B customer in the small to medium-sized market. And so I sometimes say those companies just read and study and learn all about the big trends that are happening, and then they have to scale them down in order to compete. And so I like helping Paycor figure out solutions to translate those big big ideas, big advancements into the real world. Hmm.
And you talked about MIS there, but the Buck Rogers and the mentoring and the alumni board. What's next? So you've got three of them there. What's the actual, looking at your calendar, the next trip to Oxford or the next action item that you have with one of those three?
So, you know, I think just tying this together, I think that we're seeing a lot of universities take different actions we're seeing universities get more involved in the communities that are close to them, especially leaning in on the technology side. I'm really excited how Miami has made investments, for instance, to fuel Cincinnati's startup scene. And I think that's really a requirement of colleges to stay current. And so I hope to help Miami, especially through the Alumni Association role I have, really make sure that they're staying current and playing a part in the role of startup business, local business, and especially on the technical progression, because technology and business are just so intertwined these days that it's a necessity.
Give me the one line, as you said, part of the not just giving back, but the president of a business looking for the next greatest and really bright eyes kids coming out of school. So what is that two-line pitch that you're sharing with these 22-year-olds leaving Oxford on why Paycor?
You know, Paycor is a place that is big enough to offer stability, but small enough and focused on technology and service enough to allow someone to come in and make a difference. Hard work will pay off and allow them to have great influence in their career. I know this is a place where people get promoted pretty quickly. Something I say all the time is, come in, do the job, but then do a little bit more and take responsibility for your own development. And really, growth is assured, and new positions and new growth challenges are really easy to find here at Paycor.
Thank you, Stacy. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to share some guidance and some light to students, alumni, professors, and Miami. I really liked having the conversation about how she still learns, talking about conferences and technology and investment banking, and maybe even business areas that are not core to what she does on an everyday, but are core to keeping her mind fresh and helping her business in the future. You always have to learn, even past when you finished your college degree. Thanks again, Stacy. Really enjoyed it. Hope everyone has a great day. See you at Skippers.